Hey everybody, welcome to episode 18 of Spoiler Alert by Fanservice Apparel. This is going to be another mini episode with just me. Janae's at her regular job today. So obviously the finale of Hawkeye, fresh on everybody's minds. We're going to be talking about that and going into that. I think we're just going to jump right in. It is quite a windy day here where we are in Los Angeles, so please excuse any background noise of wind. That is an unseasonably windy day that generally we do not have to deal with here in LA. So jumping right in. I thought it was a great season finale. I know some people wanted more of Kingpin, and you know, if you look at some of the other reviews, people had been theorizing Kingpin or Mephisto, depending on which kind of fan sites you're looking at, with all the hexagons. But, you know, as somebody who has not personally watched all of the Daredevil series that was on Netflix, and kind of feeling like anything that they did on Netflix was not necessarily canon. I know most of it has, but it just, I don't know, it felt like an aside. It felt like I was going to say a Star Wars story, but those are even still canon. It kind of, as we learned in the last episode, not fan fiction, because that's apparently not what I think it means, but they just don't feel like the regular MCU, which, you know, as I say that, we even had an episode where we talked about how the miniseries on Disney Plus don't feel like the MCU, and that's a good thing, but I think the Netflix shows didn't feel like the MCU when the MCU was still kind of in its prime and really, you know, in the golden age of you know, ooh, those Marvel movies kind of thing. So I liked the inclusion of Kingpin for what it was in this series. I'm excited about Echo getting her own show and possibly Kingpin being a part of that. I know that in the comics he was blinded at one point, kind of like Daredevil, thread back to Daredevil. So maybe that's going to be more the scenario, or more the kind of the dynamic, I should say, in the Echo show, where she's deaf and he is blind, and we're kind of like highlighting those two things, kind of like in Hawkeye, where they were both deaf, or he was hard of hearing and she was deaf, that played a role in certain episodes. So that might be exciting. And then maybe we might get a Daredevil kind of tie-in, and that kind of brings him into the fold. I could see that happening. So somewhat of a confirmation on my early fan theory that Kate Bishop's mom is going to be kind of a bad guy, or somehow more involved than she was letting on. I had kind of said, oh, she's the new boss and she's kind of calling the shots, which was not really on point, but this whole kind of dismissive nature of her, and then kind of this reveal that she is somewhat involved, I feel like I called that. You know, we also, Janae had said that, you know, the fiance was like a bad guy, but not the bad guy. And I got to go back and listen to see what my feedback was on that at the time. But, you know, I kind of like that he was a red herring, that he was just nothing. He was just a goofball. So I feel somewhat vindicated that even though these shows are taking some really interesting turns, that for the people that are really studying the story and really picking up on more, I'll say, like, traditional types of character archetypes, you know, it's a little bit easier to kind of suss out what's going to happen. It's like Dwight says, it's never the person you most suspect, which was the fiance. It's never the person you least suspect, which I think you were supposed to think it was the Tracksuit Mafia or something like that. It's the person you most medium suspect, which was his mom or her mom. So there you go. Let me look at my other notes. Biggest surprise of the season. Biggest surprise of the season. You know, I think are going to say Kingpin, but the biggest surprise of the season for me is just how well rounded of a series this was for a character that I didn't think would be able to hold their own series. It was almost kind of like Falcon and the Winter Soldier, where to me, Falcon and the Winter Soldier felt like a B-side to a Marvel movie, where, in a Marvel movie, there could have been some other goings on that had the same level of attention and production that was given. Loki was very, very good, but it was definitely, like WandaVision, its own thing. And I didn't really feel that it could have been part of something else. It couldn't have been a B-side to a Marvel movie, which is fine. It's its own thing. But this one, I think because of Hawkeye and the character that he is, having it feel like a B-side to a Marvel movie was the right move, because it felt really strong. It felt really strong. I was also a little surprised that he survived to the end, because there were some rumors that this passing of the torch to Kate was also going to have some kind of, I guess this dramatic irony, that like as he passes the torch and then he is sacrificed and dies, similarly to not passing of the torch with Black Widow, but there was a exchange and then she sacrificed herself and now he sacrifices himself, and there's kind of like this finishing of that kind of story arc. I can't think of the right words, but you know what I'm talking about. But talking about Black Widow, let me know what you think in the comments. I really think that she did not get her moment in the sun. For everything that the Black Widow movie was, by underpinning it where it is in the movie release schedule of what we're seeing as a viewer, it kind of invalidates, not invalidates, but it gets rid of the stakes. Because if you knew exactly how Endgame was going to finish out, you know, watching the beginning of it would be no good. If you knew Han Solo was going to die in The Force Awakens, it kind of gives you a different perspective, you know, when you rewind a little bit. And I think that her ultimate sacrifice at the end, and now this with her sister and all of that, it's just, I don't know, it just, something about it just doesn't feel right. And I'm sure there's somebody that has put this into more eloquent words, and I'm looking forward to hearing people's comments on what they think, but I do think that she got a bum rap here. I don't think that we saw her character be all that it could be. I don't really have the words in my head at the moment to describe that, but I do feel that she could have gotten more. I think that really, to my next point on letdowns of the season, that's one of the biggest letdowns, was kind of the way that Natasha's character, kind of her story, was finished out in this series. I didn't love that. I think everybody was expecting a bigger cameo. I know there was a lot of people with the rumor mill on what the cameos might be. I loved the inclusion of like the Stark Tech and the Pym Tech in the Arrows. It would have been great to bump into or have another Avenger that happens to reside in New York. Maybe get advice. Give advice to Clint or have some kind of interaction, but it was very interesting that he was in New York and everybody was talking about him as an Avenger, but we weren't really getting any perspective on any other Avengers that might be there. So that was a little bit of a letdown, but I understand how that works. That you know, you can't necessarily negotiate an A-list talent for, you know, a cameo or something, even though that'd be so much fun for the fans, but I get that. Yeah, I don't have Janae to kind of bounce off of some other things, so I'm just, that's kind of it for my notes on it. I will probably, you know, we'll probably touch on it in next week's episode to see what her thoughts were on it. But as we wrap up this podcast episode and we wrap up the year, what kind of merch we can look forward to next year from our store, fanserviceapparel.com, if you have not checked it out. We're going to be having some really cool merch in the coming year. Definitely look out for more regular drops, more super niche stuff that's really for the fans. I'm really, really excited about some of the stuff that we're going to be coming out with. Definitely subscribe to our email list, because that's going to be where we're going to be dropping that stuff first. We're going to be looking at some new and interesting experiences and things that we're going to be able to create with different platforms like Instagram and their live shopping. And yeah, we have the beginning of 100 years of the Walt Disney Company coming up, and D23 Expo, so definitely look out for some stuff around that time, probably towards the end of the year. Yeah, and if you have any super niche fan requests for anything that you are seeing, watching, wishing existed, please, please reach out to us, let us know. We're creating stuff that we wished was available to purchase so that we can purchase it ourselves and then provide it out to other people that feel the same way. So we definitely want to hear what other people are, you know, wishing existed, because that's the power of the internet and the power of the world we live in with manufacturing the way it is. We have the ability to do that. So why not do it? I think I was just talking to my sister the other day, and we were talking about something related to COVID, and I was like, ya bit, which was from Community, from a very random part of the Halloween episode that has ABBA, which forever in my mind will associate ABBA songs with Halloween, which I know is very random, but I just can't not hear it in that way when I hear ABBA songs. But something like that, you know, that scene, that interaction, something along those lines, I'm like, oh, would that be a cool shirt? Like, could I do something with that, or with that whole episode? Or remember the taco meat that he got at the government surplus, the dean? And yeah, I don't know, something there. But stuff like that, like, don't think anything is too small, because you know, we're fans. That's what we live for. Anyways, I'm gonna stop talking. It's the end of the year, everybody. I hope you have had a happy holidays and is gonna have a good and safe New Year's. We will be coming to you next week from a secret surprise location, which will be a lot of fun. We might even have a secret special guest. So yeah, definitely stay tuned for that. And yeah, I'll talk to you guys later.